Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Some good news. Details of the 1950 census just became available online. That's the first national headcount in which yours truly makes an appearance. I was eager to take a look. A humbling experience. Not only did my early memories turn out to be wrong, but I learned that my old neighborhood was different from what I recall, and that its past may hold a lesson for America's future. First, some advice. Finding anything at 1950census.archives.gov is hard. You need exact addresses, also serial numbers for the maps that lead to images of the handwritten reports. Anyway, the internet has tips for all this. Takes time, but it's worth it. For instance, I discovered that my family in 1950 no longer lived at my grandmother's place. I thought we left it much later, but there I am, on a new street with new houses and lots of other kids just my age. It was the baby boom. Nearly all the moms said they stayed home, and all the dads worked, usually 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year. For that, they earned about $3,500, the national average. My dad made slightly more, but that new house cost only 1 year's salary. Another surprise was how many foreign-born playmates I had, like the Crivellos from Italy and the Hernandezes from Mexico. To me, they were just kids whose company I enjoyed, whose parents came here to work. Unemployment in the early 50s hit a peacetime low. Jobs were going begging. Same thing today. There are now several empty positions for every worker who wants one, a reversal of the usual pattern. But we no longer seek immigrants to help fill those openings. And our native-born population is growing at the slowest rate in history. Couples want to have more kids, but childcare is hard to find, and housing so expensive that both parents have to work. My folks had it better. After all, they had me. Then three more. Oh, another thing was better then. Americans, especially those census takers, had terrific handwriting. Reading their tidy reports, you realize what an orderly, confident, welcoming country this was. It could be again, if we gave a little more help to the people who could get us there. The kind of people I grew up with. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.